says love thy neighbor, but he didn't live next to mine. The rotten jerks upstairs could tax the patience of the divine. At 3 a.m. they vacuum, at dawn they hammer the walls. At precisely 11 every night they juggle bowling balls. They've run a bath and gone outside and then locked themselves out. The flooding that resulted cost me 50 bucks in grout. She babysits 6 times a week some spoiled noisy brats. She feeds her lapdog broccoli and cheese to both her cats. They blast the stereo, bang the doors. He coughs, she wheezes, he smokes, she snores. And what they do behind closed doors you can buy on CD in Halloween stores. Then one night they have a fight. A lot of stuff gets thrown. The front door slams and he drives off, and now she's all alone. I try to just roll over and finally get some sleep, but then I hear her sobbing and I feel like just a creep. I go upstairs and hesitate before I finally knock. After a minute the door is open, I stand there in shock. 'Cause she's so hot I pinch myself to see if I'm awake. With eyes like a kicked puppy, oh man, this was a mistake. I ask if anything is wrong, she starts crying loud and long. He lied, he cheated, same old song. I wish she weren't wearing a silk sarong. Well, you can guess what happened next. We started going out. God said, love thy neighbor. Well, I'm feeling more devout. Of course we've had to compromise, 'cause that's what couples do. I've told her that she has to finish vacuuming by 2. She still can juggle bowling balls, but just 4 at a time. The pet's exhaust is sweeter now, I feed 'em lemon lime. The kids are calm since I wired Boobah straight into their heads. And the toolbox has brand new locks and it's underneath my bed. When she takes a bath, she takes good care, but just in case we always share. When the new guy downstairs starts to swear, I yell, why'd you think I moved out of there?